Hey there, my name is Aaron Choi, and you're listening to Roman Midnight Music CD Reviews, looking at unique and interesting hard rock, heavy metal, and other assorted things that have been put out since 1980. Every week I look at a couple CDs and a couple bands that I think have something really interesting to share. But tonight I'm inaugurating a new part of my show. Starting from now, once a month, I'm going to be talking to a musician, maybe someone well-known, maybe a lesser-known musician, but someone who I think has an interesting story and has interesting music and I think would make for a great hour. And I have invited on to inaugurate this new part of the show someone I'm very happy to have with me. He's the founder and owner of Record Records, now going on over 15 years. He's a prolific writer and composer, released numerous CDs under his own name, with the group Blackwood and Foti, and his own band Close Enough. He's performed with some great folks. He's been recognized with awards and recognitions at festivals and contests, along with 3 Grammy nominations. And on top of that, he's just an incredibly nice guy, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him, and maybe someday I'll pick up an instrument and jam with him, and then I'll really have some good stuff to say about him. It is my pleasure to introduce all of you to just a great musician, Mr. Anthony J. Foti. Did I leave anything out of that opening for you?
No, that was absolutely awesome, Aaron. I appreciate it, man.
Welcome to my show, Anthony. Welcome.
You're my first
guest, and it's just an honor to have you.
I appreciate it so much. It'll be a lot of fun.
Before we go into a song, because I'm gonna say, and I think you can agree that a lot of my listeners may not be familiar with your music, so we're gonna get to one of your songs pretty quickly here. Before we do that, I want you to give me a little introduction of what we're gonna hear. I chose the opening song for us tonight is a favorite of mine out of your work. It's from your first album, under the name of Blackwood and Foti. The album is Haunted Memories. This is a song called At Night, which features one of the best, I would say maybe top 10 guitar solos by a particular guitarist in a very prolific career. Will you tell me a little bit about what I'm about to play? Tell me about At Night. Who
Absolutely.
Are we going to be listening to? And any little more you can share?
Sure. This is actually from the debut album of Records. I was in a progressive acoustic band called Blackwood and Foti. And you're the captain of 6 Degrees of Separation, Aaron. Well, what happened was my relative is in The Arrogance, which is a band from the 60s, and eventually they wanted to put all their material on CD, and they got a producer named Dave Greenberg, who was in Sly Boots and worked with Van Morrison out in East Northport, Long Island. And
What's Dave Greenberg doing now? I know he's working with some big guy in the
hip-hop
world.
He's shifted a little bit from rock and roll, and he's doing work with Method Man and Red Man and some of the big hip-hop acts now.
All the men.
Very, very large works. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah. So he co-owned a production company with Al Greenwood from Foreigner, Cold as Ice.
He's
so
one of
slang.
The founding members of Foreigner,
mm-hmm.
or he's a keyboard player, right?
Yeah, he's the one, the cold as ice when you hear those slamming keyboards at the beginning. You can't miss who Al Greenwood is, And so we brought the band in, and the funny thing was is we were between guitarists, and we also had a drummer who couldn't play with a click track at the time. So the producer said, don't worry, we'll bring some ringers in for you. We'll make this project really worth our while. And they brought in Vinny Conigliaro, who's played with everybody from like Joe Satriani, Joe Lynn Turner, Meatloaf, et cetera, to be our drummer for this tune.
Joe Lynn Turner, who sang in Rainbow, for those people who don't know.
Oh, right. And Al Petrelli. And we were like, you know, at first the name eluded me, and then all of a sudden he comes in, and he skinny guy, long hair, sitting on his stool, and he played his guitar almost like a classical guitar with the neck up in the air, put on the headphones, recording on those big analog tapes, and we had him do, I believe it was four numbers on the album, work on solos and intros and outros. But he really took a shine to this song. He said it was the best song on the album, I think just because he just had the most fun with it. And we really wrote it as a pop tune with a hook to try to get, you know, try to pierce the corporate veil and get some radio airplay. And it's Al at his best, and it was really a highlight for the band to be able to actually produce something that a lot of people have noticed. And it's not just Al. It was just that meeting of the minds and the hearts and the souls at the time. And it's a song about, I picture the video someday is that the man is wakes up in the middle of the night, and his woman is not next to him, and he feels around, and he winds up putting on his coat and out in the pouring rain, and he follows her to see what's going on. And it's just this, bump in the road that makes a very spooky rock tune. And I always had Rick Derringer and people like that in mind when I wrote it, and I thought it was just a cool tune. I hope everybody enjoys.
Mm-hmm. Before we go to that, I want to ask you just another question, and also clarify, for those people who don't know Al Petrelli or they haven't heard my show before, he was coming off of what? When he'd worked with you, he'd already been working with Dee Snider and Alice Cooper, and he went on to do Megadeth, and he's mm-hmm. been with Trans-Siberian Orchestra for, you know, and Sabotage since its beginning. So he's a pretty big guy. You're working with Al, you're working with Vinny on the drums. How much did you instruct them, or how much freedom did you give them? What type of direction?
No, the drummer more. We had a structure to the drummer, and the drummer was there to guide him as a bed track. But the guitar work, no. The guitar work, we had the progression, of course, with the acoustic, because that was Blackwood of band. But no, we gave him free rein, and it was funny because he would just do a couple of takes, and then he would just nod his head, and they just let the tape fly. And most of this song is just off the cuff, because he just felt it. And sometimes you can't re-record when you have that magic. You just let it go. You captured it, and it's in. And that's it was just, you know, we were looking through the glass, and we were like, whoa, you know. And it really, really knows that it, you know, it really gives you that feeling that you wrote something that someone is able to embellish upon. And then you say to yourself, okay, this is more than just a rock tune or a pop tune. This is something that has some substance and some art to it.
Absolutely. Now, before I play it, let's make note here. I know with down the road, this particular song would get some recognition.
Yes, we have.
We got to mention the recognition. I think it's a really, really good thing about this.
Absolutely.
Really shows the quality of the song.
Right. Years later, I wound up starting a band called Close Enough, and it was a rock band. Yeah, it was actually 2001, because you're going to be hearing Al Petrelli. That's going to be a 1994 number. In 2001, we started a singer-songwriter rock band called Close Enough, which has gone through various incarnations.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Right, and we re-recorded the song, and because we wanted to have basically every fart and every burp on the album played by us. So we brought this song as part of my repertoire to the new band, and the guitarist turned around and he really did a respectful version of what Al did, because he knew he had to be his own man, but he also saw how Al guided the song. So we re-recorded it, and we had a fresh version, a little more pumping, a little extended the drums in the middle, and our promoter out in Rhode Island wound up getting this on the Grammy ballot for best pop performance by a duo or group in 2010. So, you know, the whole thing is that the song itself, from a writing and performing standpoint, has had its serious recognition, but we also know that Al and Vinny and Dave and Al Greenwood, et cetera, they gave us the ingredients that made the cake that eventually got us the recognition, and that's why. But yeah, both versions are on our current album in our 15th anniversary of the record label for Compare and Contrast, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's go to the song, man, because this is a great one. Like I said, it's probably one of Al's top 10 solos. This is At Night from the album Haunted Memories, originally on the album Haunted Memories, by Blackwood and Foti. Just heard the output, Anthony. We heard your music. I want to go. I actually have a caller on the line.
Hey.
Oh, I don't know who this is. We're going to try and find out. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I am here.
Who are we talking to?
I know who
this is. Anthony Foti's Haunted Memory.
I know who this is. Eric Pastor Blackwood.
That's
of Blackwood and Foti, who actually
Eric,
how you doing?
I have not spoken to Eric. Well, we you know we've emailed, but I have not spoken to Eric in 10 years, more.
I think it might even be more than that. Yeah, 15 maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This is a Blackwood and Foti reunion.
They said it would never happen.
Well, listen, I have both of you on the since I have both of you on the phone, you can both answer. Let's talk about Blackwood and Foti.
Okay.
Let's go back in time. Bring me back in time. How do you guys meet up? Where did you start? Either one. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, Eric, how did we meet?
You know, that's a good question. I thought you were my insurance agent.
That's it. That's right. I was selling insurance. That's it. I sold him an automobile policy. I dropped out of law school to continue my musical career, and I quickly picked up a property and casualty license to make some money. And he came in, right, and I sold him a property and I sold him an auto policy. And it turned out he was a singer-songwriter, and so was I. He lived in Staten Island. I worked in Staten Island. I'm from Brooklyn. And his influences and his writing style was really what I was looking for at the time. It was this progressive stuff. It had an acoustic guitar in the front, and we had a real abject respect for Fogelberg, John Denver, Cat Stevens, Jim Croce, Harry Chapin, and Van Morrison and Joel and all the people who were crafting their stuff. And we liked longer songs and interesting songs like Golden Earring, and you liked Marillion and Floyd and Kansas and Rush, and it was what we were looking for. And we got some buddies together and we started the act. It was very eclectic. We worked like crazy.
Yeah, we were doing 6 gigs a week.
Yeah,
we were busy.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing was that, I mean, I have to owe a lot to it. I mean, we had some falling out. I mean, we had a pass around, which is never healthy for a band. Yoko Ono, yeah. A pass around is never good for a band.
That would probably kill 95% of them.
Yeah, and also we had more drummers than Spinal Tap, including this 400-pound Hell's Angel guy. I thought he was going to break the drums every time he played. So we lost a few members, and we started going through some changes, and that's why it started falling apart. You know, I mean, and now Eric is actually now doing special effects work for movies. You know, his two brothers are actors, so he went into the, you know, Hollywood-type side of the business, and I stayed in music. But the Blackwood and Foti, the whole thing about it was crafting songwriting. I, even my current album has 4 songs that are co-written by Eric that have always been in my repertoire that people have always really enjoyed. It made us start the record label, and it made us get serious about creating a New York State S corporation, joining ASCAP, following the music, dealing with entertainment attorneys, releasing singles around the country, reproducing and designing album art. All that started because of the organization and the business aspect that Eric and I took together. I mean, the 25 years I've been doing it and the 15 years of the label, I owe a lot to Eric because it wasn't just we're going to get girls and people want to score pot. And it has nothing to do with that. It was business. It was fun. It was creative. It was artistic. But there was business. It still stands today. Even the current guys in Close Enough, which is the spawn of Blackwood and Foti at this point, singer-songwriters, they know it. They know that the business is just as important as the art.
Well, you know, it's like the music performing is like half of its music and half of its business. And I think a lot of bands fall apart because they're not paying attention to the business.
That,
right.
That's,
you know.
Absolutely.
And I've been in bands, and they all fell apart because the guys are like, oh, whatever, we're going to become big and famous without doing anything. And I'm like, you're never going to perform without doing anything, you know. You'll never get out of the rehearsal room without thinking business. That's a good point and a bad point. Eric, since I have you here unexpectedly, can I ask, are you still doing music? I know you're really busy with movie stuff, but are you still playing?
Yeah, I definitely am still playing. I'm in the middle of doing an album with some of my biggest heroes that I grew up with listening to. Anthony alluded to some of them before. And, you know, I'm going to be putting out a new album soon.
You have to let me know when that happens. We'll have you back, and then we'll have Anthony call up.
Yeah.
That sounds great. We could definitely do that.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, music career's gone pretty well. I mean, somewhat. After Blackwood and Foti broke up, I continued on a little bit longer as the Eric Blackwood Band, but we were still playing all the songs in the repertoire. And after that, we went a little bit alternative rock, and then I stayed in an alternative rock band for 7 years, where our lead guitarist that we had at the end of Blackwood and Foti took over. He became the lead singer, and he kind of drove the band for several years. And then after that, I started writing music for movies and got further involved in the movie business because my brothers were in it, as Anthony had alluded to. And, you know, now I'm just, I've been mostly doing special effects for TV and motion pictures. But the music is still a part of me. It kind of, because of how busy the business is, I kind of got out of it, but I'm getting back into it again more so now within the last 5 years.
Excellent. Obviously, you heard Anthony talking about, you know, the album and At Night when we opened the show. When you're hearing At Night again, when you're going back, what's running through your head, Eric? What's your thoughts about this lifelong past or this music?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that listening to it after not hearing it for a while, it really still sounds pretty damn good. I'm
yes,
pretty happy with it. I mean, it really, work we did together really still shines today. I mean, I think it still stands up pretty nicely. And, you know, I mean, the work that Al Petrelli did and all the work that Dave Greenberg did in getting us all the players that would come and perform with us, I mean, it was actually kind of a magical thing, I think, the way it all kind of just unfolded itself. It's a shame that all the issues wound up coming up that wound up not being allowing us to take it any further than, you know, that it ended when it did. But, It was still quite a magical experience, the whole thing, the way it unfolded.
Absolutely.